ચેપ્ટર 33 ગ્રેટનેસ ઓફ ઉદી સ્કોર્પિયન સ્ટિંગ એન્ડ પ્લેગ કેસીસ ક્યોર્ડ જામનેર મિરેકલ નારાયણ રાવ સિકનેસ બાળાબુઆ સુતાર અપ્પા સાહેબ કુલકર્ણી હરિભાઉ કર્ણિક ઇન ધ લાસ્ટ ચેપ્ટર વી ડિસ્ક્રાઇબ ધ ગ્રેટનેસ ઓફ ધ ગુરુ નાવ ઇન ધીસ વી વિલ ડિસ્ક્રાઇબ ધ ગ્રેટનેસ ઓફ ઉદી However, both are interlinked. The greatness of Udi is due to the spiritual grandeur of Baba. Preliminary. Let us now bow before the great saints. Their merciful glances will destroy mountains of sins and do away with all the blemishes of our character. Their talk gives us good teachings and confers on us invaluable happiness. Their minds do not know any difference, such as this is ours, that is yours. Such differentiation never arises in their minds. Their debts, obligations will never be repaid by us in this birth, as well as in many future births. Udi. It is well known that Baba took Dakshina from all and out of the amount thus collected, he spent on charity and purchased fuel. This fuel he put in the Dhuni, the sacred fire, which he kept ever burning. The ash from this fire was called Udi and it was freely distributed to the devotees at the time of the departure from Shirdi. What did Baba teach us by this Udi? Baba taught by this Udi that all the visible phenomena in the universe are as transient as the ash. Our bodies composed of matters of the five elements will fall down. After all, their enjoyments are over and be reduced to ashes. In order to remind the devotees of the fact that their bodies will be reduced to ashes, Baba distributed Udi to them. Baba also taught by the Udi that the Brahma is the only reality and the universe is ephemeral and that no one in this world, be he a son, father or wife, is really ours. We come here in this world alone and we have to go from here alone. It has been found that the Udi cured many physical and mental maladies. But Baba wanted to repeat into the devotees' ears the principles of discrimination between the unreal and the real. He taught non-attachment for the unreal by his Udi and Dakshina. The former Udi taught us discrimination and the latter Dakshina taught us non-attachment. Unless we have these two things, it is not possible for us to cross over the sea of the mundane existence. So Baba asked for Dakshina and while the devotees took leave, he gave Udi as prasad, besmearing some of it on their foreheads and placed his boon-conferring hand on them. When Baba was in a cheerful mood, he used to sing merrily. One such song was about Udi. The meaning of this song was, O playful Ram, come, come and bring with you sacks of Udi. Baba used to sing in very clear and tender tones. So besides the spiritual implication of Udi, it had also its material significance. It conferred health, prosperity, freedom from anxiety and many other worldly gains. So the Udi has helped us to gain both our ends, material as well as spiritual. We shall now begin with the stories about the Udi. Scorpion Sting. Narayan Motiram Jani of Nasik was a devotee of Baba. He was serving under another devotee of Baba by the name Ramchandra Vaman Modak. Once he went to Shirdi with his mother and saw Baba. Then Baba himself told her that her son should start independent business. Some days after this prophecy turned true, Narayan Jani left service and started a boarding house, Anand Ashram, which thrived well. Once a friend of this Narayan Rao was stung by a scorpion and the pain caused by it was severe and unbearable. Udi is most efficacious in such cases. It is to be applied on the point of pain and so Narayan Rao searched for it but found none. Then he stood before Baba's picture and evoked Baba's aid, chanted Baba's name, and taking out a pinch of the ashes of the joystick burning in front of Baba's picture and thinking it as Baba's udi, applied it on the seat of pain and sting. As soon as he moved his fingers, the pain vanished and both the persons were moved and felt delighted. Bubonic Plague Case. Once a devotee in Bandra came to know that his daughter, who was staying in another place, was down with bubonic plague. He had no udi with him, so he sent a word to Nana Sahib Sandulkar to send the same. Nana Sahib got this message en route Thane railway station while he was travelling with his wife to Kalyan. He had no udi with him then. He therefore took up some dust from the road, meditated upon Sai Baba, evoked his aid and applied it to his wife's forehead. The devotee was very glad to learn that his daughter, who was suffering for 3 days, began to improve from the very moment Nana Sahib evoked Baba's aid near the Thane railway station. The Jamner Miracle. In the year 1904-05, Nana Sahib Sandulkar was Mamlitdar at Jamner in the Khandesh district, which is more than 100 miles from Shirdi. His daughter Meenatai was pregnant and was due to deliver. Her case was very serious and she was suffering from labor pains for the last 2 or 3 days. Nana Sahib tried all remedies, but in vain. He then remembered Baba and evoked his aid. There in Shirdi, one Ramgir Bua, whom Baba called Bapugir Bua, was leaving for his native place in Khandesh. Baba called him and told him to stop at Jamner on his way home and give the udi and aarti to Nana Sahib. Ramgir Bua said that he had only 2 rupees with him and this amount was barely sufficient for the railway fare up to Jalgaon, and it was not possible for him to go from Jalgaon to Jamner, a distance of about 30 miles. Baba assured him that he need not care and everything would be provided for. Then Baba asked Shama to write a well-known aarti composed by Madhav Adkar. Aarti and translation of this is given at the end of this work, and gave a copy of it with udi to Ramgir Bua to be delivered to Nana Sahib. Then relying on Baba's words, Ramgir Bua left Shirdi and reached Jalgaon at about 2:45 a.m. He had only 2 anas left with him and he was in a plight. To his great relief, he heard somebody calling out, "Who is Bapugir Bua of Shirdi?" He went to him and told him that he was Bapugir Bua. Then the person professing to be sent by Nana Sahib took him to an excellent tonga with a good pair of horses. They both drove in it. The tonga ran fast and early in the morning they came to a brooklet. The man took the horses for watering them and he asked Ramgir Bua to partake of some eatables. On seeing the beard and the mustache and the livery of that person, Ramgir Bua suspected him to be a Muslim and he was unwilling to take any refreshments from him. But he satisfied Ramgir Bua by saying that he was a Hindu, a Kshatriya of Gadwal, and that Nana Sahib had sent these refreshments and there should be no difficulty in its acceptance. Then both of them took the refreshments and started again. They reached Jamner at dawn. Ramgir Bua alighted to attend a call of nature and returned within a few minutes, but found that there was no tonga and no driver. He was dumbfounded. Then he went to the neighbouring kacheri and on making inquiries learned that the Mamlitdar was at home. He went to Nana Sahib's house and gave to Nana Sahib Baba's udi and aarti. At this time, Meenatai's case was in most serious condition and all were in deep anxiety about her. Nana Sahib called out his wife and asked her to give the udi mixed with water to the daughter to drink. He thought that Baba's health was most opportune. In a few minutes came the news that the delivery was safe and the crisis had passed away. When Ramgir Bua thanked Nana Sahib for the pune, tonga and the refreshments, the latter was greatly surprised as he had sent none to the station and was not aware of any person coming from Shirdi. Mr. B.V. Dev of Thane, retired Mamlidar, made inquiries about this matter with Bapurao Chandulkar, son of Nana Sahib and Ramgir Bua of Shirdi, and after satisfying himself, wrote an elaborate article, part prose and part poetry, in the Shri Sai Leela magazine, volume 13, number 11, 12 and 13. B.V. Narasimha Swami has also taken down the statements of Meenatai, number 5, page 14, and Babu Sahib Chandulkar, number 20, page 50, and Ramgir Bua, number 27, page 83, dated 1st June 1936, 16th September 1936, and 1st December 1936, respectively, and published them in his Devotees' Experiences, Part 3. The following is quoted from Ramgir Bua's statement. One day Baba called me to him and gave me a packet of Udi and a copy of Baba's Aarti. I had to go to Khandesh at that time. Baba directed me to go to Jamner and told me to deliver the Aarti and Udi to Nana Sahib Chandulkar at Jamner. I said to Baba that all I had was rupees 2 and asked him how that could take me by train from Kopargaon to Jalgaon and next from Jalgaon to Jamner. Baba said, God will give. That was a Friday and I started at once. I reached Manmad at 7:30 p.m. and Jalgaon at 2:45 a.m. At that time, plague regulations were in full force and I had much trouble. I was to discover what I should do to get to Jamner. At about 3 a.m., a pune in boots, turban and equipped with other details of good dress came to me and took me to a tonga and drove me on. On the way to Bhaghur, I took refreshments. We reached Jamner early in the morning and by the time I attended Call of Nature, the tonga and its driver had disappeared. Page 83. Narayan Rao. Bhakt Narayan Rao, father's name and surname are not given, had the good fortune to see Baba twice during the latter's lifetime. 3 years after the passing away of Baba in 1918, he wanted to come to Shirdi but could not. Within a year of Baba's Mahasamadhi, he fell sick and suffered much. All possible remedies gave him no relief. So he meditated on Baba day and night. One night he had a vision. Baba came through a cellar, comforted him saying, don't be anxious, you will improve from tomorrow and within a week you will be on your legs. Narayan Rao got perfectly well within the time indicated in the vision. Now the point for consideration is this. Was Baba living because he had the body or was he dead because he left it? No, Baba is ever alive for he transcends both life and death. He who loved him wholeheartedly gets response from him at any time and at any place. He is always by our side and will take any form, appear before the devout bhakt and satisfy him. Appa Sahib Kulkarni. In 1917, Appa Sahib Kulkarni was transferred to Thane and began to worship Baba's picture presented to him by Bala Sahib Bhati. In real earnest, he did the worship. He offered flowers, sandal paste and nevidya daily to Baba in the picture and longed intently to see him. In this connection, it may be remarked that seeing Baba's picture earnestly is equivalent to seeing him in person. The following story illustrates this statement. Balabua Sutar. A saint of Mumbai named Balabua Sutar, who on account of his pity, devotion and style was called Modern Tukaram, came to Shirdi for the first time in 1917. When he bowed before Baba, the latter said, I have known this man for 4 years. Balabua wondered and thought, how could that be, as this was his first trip to Shirdi? But thinking about it seriously, he recollected that he had prostrated himself 4 years ago before Baba's portrait at Mumbai and was convinced about the significance of Baba's words. He said to himself, how omniscient and all-pervading are the saints and how kind are they to their devotees. I merely bowed to his photo, but this fact was noticed by Baba. And in due time, he made me realize that seeing his photo is equivalent to seeing him in person. Now we return to Appa Saheb's story. While he was in Thane, he had to go on a tour to Bhiwandi and was expected to return after a week. In his absence, the following wonderful thing took place on the third day. At noon, a fakir turned up at Appa Saheb's house. His features resembled exactly those of Baba's photo. Mrs. Kulkarni and the children all asked him whether he was Sai Baba of Shirdi. He said no, but that he was an obedient servant of his and came there at his order to inquire after the well-being of the family. Then he asked for Dakshina. The lady gave him a rupee. He gave her a small packet of udi and asked her to keep it in the shrine. Then he left the house and went away. Now hear the wonderful Leela of Sai. Appa Saheb could not proceed with his tour as his horse fell sick at Bhiwandi. He returned home that afternoon and learned from his wife about the fakir's visit. He got very restless as he did not have the darshan of the fakir. Moreover, he did not like that only 1 rupee was paid to him as dakshina. He said that had he been present, he would have paid him not less than 10 rupees. Then he immediately started in quest of the fakir and searched for him in the masjid and other places without taking any food. His search was in vain. He then returned home and took his food. The readers may remember here Baba's dictum in chapter 32 that God's quest should not be made on an empty belly. Then after meals, he went out for a walk with a friend, Mr. Chitre. After going some distance, he saw a man approaching them rapidly. Appa Saheb thought that he must be the fakir that came to his house at noon, as his features tallied with those of Baba in the photo. The fakir immediately put forth his hand and asked for dakshina. Appa Saheb gave him a rupee. He demanded again and again, and so Appa Saheb gave him 2 more. Still he was not satisfied. Then Appa Saheb borrowed ₹3 from Mr. Chitre and gave them to the fakir. He wanted still more. Appa Saheb asked him to accompany him to his house. Then they all returned home and Appa Saheb gave the fakir 3 rupees. In all 9. The fakir looked unsatisfied and demanded again. Then Appa Saheb told the fakir that he had a currency note of ₹10. The fakir asked for the same, took it and returned the 9 rupees and went away. Appa Saheb had earlier said that he would pay ₹10 and that sum was taken from him and 9 rupees constructed by Baba's touch were returned to him. The figure 9 is significant. It denotes the 9 types of devotion. Vidhi chapter 21. It may also be noted here that Baba gave 9 coins to one Lakshmibai Shinde at his last moment. Appa Saheb examined the udi packet and found that it contained some flower leaves and akshata. Then sometime afterwards, he got a hair from Baba when he saw him at Shirdi. He put the udi packet and the hair in a tabiz and wore it always on his arm. Appa Saheb realized the power of the udi. Though he was very efficient, he got ₹40 as pay in the beginning. But after he secured Baba's photo and his udi, he got many times more and also got much power and influence. And along with these temporal benefits, his spiritual progress was also rapid. So those who are fortunate enough to get Baba's udi should, after bath, apply it on the forehead and take some of it mixed with water as holy tirtha. Haribhau Karnik. In 1970, Haribhau Karnik of Thanu, that is, Thane district, came to Shirdi on the Guru Purnima day in the month of Ashad and worshipped Baba with all formalities. He offered clothes and dakshina and after taking Baba's leave, got down the steps of the masjid. Then he thought that he should offer 1 more rupee to Baba and was just turning to climb up again, when Shama signalled him by gesture that as he had got Baba's leave, he should go and not return. So he started for home. On his way, he went into the temple of Kalaram at Nasik for darshan. The saint Narsingh Maharaj, who used to sit inside the temple, came to Haribhau, caught him by his wrist and said, "Give me my 1 rupee." Karnik was surprised. He paid the rupee most willingly and thought that Sai Baba recovered the rupee which he intended in his mind to give through Saint Narasingh Maharaj. This story illustrates the fact that all saints are one and illustrates how they work in unison. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace to all. Om Sai Ram.